Halloween isn't just for kids, as we well know. Adults can play out their fantasies as well. Here to show us some unique adult looks for Halloween, MAC cosmetic makeup artist, Carrie Boyer. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
You.
Nice to see you.
Are you psyched for Halloween?
I am pretty psyched. I work in the makeup industry, so it's sort of our time of year, right? It's like our Christmas, our big celebration.
And it's exploded as a holiday for adults as well, right?
It has. I think, you know, it's fun to live out your fantasies a little bit and play around and sort of do those things that you don't get to do every day in the office.
All right. Well, we have several different looks we're going to sort of focus in on today. What is this first one?
The first one is the amphibian. And right here we have Erin, and Luke did her makeup today. And she has sort of a water theme going on. There's lots of glitter, a little bit of blue, and some lashes. And it just is really about blending a little bit of powder and some loose pigments together to really create this
ethereal look. This stuff?
This is makeup. It's just regular makeup
that
you would use on yourself normally, but we use it in a more exaggerated kind of way.
Okay. I thought this was like something out of a chemistry set.
Well, we like to pretend we're chemists sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
So this took a little while to do, right?
About 2 hours, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is that you can try this at home, or you can actually come to... Well, you can see her before, what she looks like. You wouldn't even recognize her.
Right.
Her husband will recognize you, Erin. She's recently married.
So now, how will you compliment this? You have an amazing face. What will you do with the rest? If you're going to be amphibious, what would you do for a costume?
Well, I think she could do anything in blue. She could maybe add cellophane to it. You could buy that at a party store.
Oh,
so it's really easy, right?
Yeah.
Just add some light reflection to her costume.
Yeah, you need cellophane.
Right, exactly. You look great, Erin.
Thank
you.
Yeah, way to go. All right, what's this look?
So this is our Skullmeister, and the skull is my favorite. It is sort of the epitome classic Halloween look, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Mar did a great job on Javier here, really sculpting out his bone structure. This is what he'd look like if he didn't have skin.
All right, here's the before. We never know.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah. Well, I guess that really is the advantage of really doing this serious makeup.
Right.
You could walk into a room with people who know you well, and they said, we have no idea.
You could get away with murder, I swear. Look at you. You look fabulous. And the thing that's great about this is that it's really about sculpting out bone structure again. And even if you just socketed out the eyes and used a little bit of black around the nose and shading, you would almost have it.
Yeah.
So
can I just say also for the record, this whole thing with the teeth, making the teeth...
dimensional.
Yeah, go like this. Can you go like this? No.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Do that.
All right, never mind. Thanks so much. All right, what is this look down here?
And then this is our color spill. This is a look that I completed. This is Heather. And what we did was we used a combination of these pigments again, which are frosted, and then we added the